I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. A former nursing assistant at Rutland Regional Medical Center claims he faced ongoing racial harassment and was wrongfully fired. VPR's Nina Keck has details.
Roger Speed claims he was frequently subjected to jokes and racially motivated comments, including some from supervisors. Speed is black. He was born in Jamaica, but has lived in Vermont for 13 years. The 43-year-old father of two worked at the hospital for more than 5 years. Court documents indicate he received favorable performance reviews. In a 15-page complaint, Speed alleges the harassment came to a head last fall when a noose was hung on a door in his work area. Speed claims it was allowed to remain there for nearly a month, and despite his repeated requests, no one from the hospital investigated. Soon after the noose was displayed, two white female co-workers made allegations of threatening behavior against Speed. Patrick Bernal, Speed's attorney, says his client was not given an opportunity to respond and was unnecessarily escorted out of the hospital by security guards. Bernal says the alleged threats were investigated, but ultimately not substantiated by the hospital. Yet Speed was terminated in November.
You know, when these events that are alleged in the lawsuit came to light, Roger was really taken aback and hurt, not just because of the racially charged nature of, you know, what was happening, but that he wasn't offered protection. That he felt like the hospital didn't have his back, and he couldn't figure out, you know, why after those years of great service. And I think that's one of the most painful things about this lawsuit.
No one from the hospital would comment, but Brian Kearns, Vice President of Human Resources, issued the following statement, quote, "We are an equal opportunity employer, and we maintain strict policies prohibiting unlawful discrimination in the workplace. We are committed to providing an inclusive and welcoming environment for all members of our staff, patients, contractors, and volunteers without regard to race, gender, age, or any other protected trait," unquote. The lawsuit is pending in Rutland Superior Court. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.